Dear Heavenly Father, 安静我们的心, we pray that you quiet our heart. 预备我们的心, we pray that you prepare our heart. 让我们知道你的话语是至圣的, help us to know that your word is holy. 让我们知道你的话语是我们生命的粮, help us to open our eyes to see that your word is the bread of our life. 赐给我们一颗喜乐顺服的心领受你自己的话语, help us to have a heart of hunger and thirst for your word. 我们如此祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名, we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们教会的两年的主题是追求圣经圣洁生命影响生命。
So the theme for our church for the last 2 years is seeking scriptural holiness and life impacting lives.
追求圣经圣洁,
seeking scriptural holiness.
它的意思就是每一个基督徒的生命都必须是真正的重生，真正的相信耶稣基督的。
It means that the life of every Christian needs to be truly reborn.
每一个基督徒的生命也因着有这个真正的重生的生命，它能够影响到身旁的人。
And because our lives are truly reborn, our lives can impact those around us.
那在今年里面，我们会有一系列的关于到追求圣经圣洁的信息。
And so through this year, we'll have a series of sermons regarding the search for scriptural holiness.
那上一次我们讲到追求圣经圣洁的时候，我们讲到基督徒怎么样能够因他的信心，因他对福音，他能够胜过苦难。
So in our last couple of sermons, we talked about how through our lives, Christians can overcome trials and sufferings.
那这一次呢？ 追求圣经圣洁的这个主题之下，我们要来思想基督徒怎么样胜过罪恶和试探。And
so in this ongoing series, we're going to talk about our ability to overcome sin and temptations.
胜过罪恶和试探，我们不是去参加一个的奉新会，参加一个的特会，我们就能够胜过了。
So to overcome trials and temptations, it's not by us just joining rejuvenation sessions or special sermons.
Oh, not just attending a revival conference, 你就胜过了。那么圣经告诉我们，结出圣灵的果子是在每一天里面怎么样追求被圣灵充满，追求顺从圣灵的生活。
So the Bible tells us that the seek for spiritual fruits happens in our everyday lives.
所以我们需要每一天当中怎么样的来操练，怎么样的来征战，怎么样来追求，才能够胜过罪恶跟试探的。So
we learn how in our everyday lives we need to continue the battle against the trials of lives to seek the spiritual fruits.
所以罗马书8章13节，刚才我们读的。
And so in Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
圣经告诉我们讲说，我们在我们的生活当中，无论我们做什么事情，无论我们怎么样，在我们的生活当中，如果我们随着肉体而活，就必定死，是指我们的灵命的枯萎。
So it tells us that if we live according to the flesh, we will die.
指我们这个被罪来管理了我们的生命。And
so our lives would be taken over by sin.
但是圣经讲说，如果我们先不要这个前面一个，对，前面上一个，对，这个对，先不要去下一个。 好，但是如果我们靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，我们就必要活着。But
the scripture tells us that if by the spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
那这个也是每一天的生活当中的，不是在一个特会里面哦， 经历什么圣灵的什么什么事情啊，不是，每天生活当中你怎么样顺着圣灵致使身体的恶行，你就要活着。
And so this happens in everyday life for us, not just during some
special meetings, revival meeting 啊。所以这个主题我们要分两次来讲。
And so this topic will be split into two sessions.
那这第一次呢，我要讲的就是在这个经文里面，我标上黄色的部分。
And so in the first session, we'll talk about what is highlighted in yellow in the verse.
啊，所以我要先讲到的就是关于到肉体，关于到这个身体的恶行。
So the first session we'll talk about the flesh and the misdeeds of the body.
就是第一讲我们要讲到发掘内住的罪。
And so the first session we'll talk about the discovery of the inborn sin.
Indwelling
sin.
啊，那第二讲呢才会讲到这个下面划线的部分，就是怎么样靠圣灵致使这个身体的恶行。
And so in the second session, we'll talk about how by the Spirit we will put to death the misdeeds of the flesh.
啊，所以今天是第一讲。
And so today is the first session.
所以什么是这里讲肉体
？So what is the body？
啊，刚才我们读的 NIV 的新的是它直接把它讲出来哈、哦、，sinful nature。
And so it's quite clear in the English version, the sinful nature.
啊，这个 NIV 还是用 flesh 啊，所以基本上在讲的是罪性。
And so it talks about sin.
Sinful nature. 啊，那么身体的恶行也是在讲这个罪性。
And so the misdeeds of the body is also about the sinful nature we have.
那讲到这个身体的恶行跟这个罪性或者肉体的时候，那么我们就要来看看罗马书第八章的前面。
And so when we talk about the sinful nature, we need to look at Romans chapter 8.
Before chapter 8.
Yeah.
所以在第七章里面的时候，罗马书第七章里面的时候，保罗就提到了基督徒的生命里面有一种的律，有一种的罪在里面。
So in Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about a law in Christians.
So, 罗马书七章二十一节，这是保罗说的，使徒保罗说，我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
And so it says, so I find this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
那这节经文讲的是每一个真正的基督徒。
This scripture talks about the true Christian.
啊，每一个已经接受耶稣基督的。
Every Christian who has truly received Christ.
啊，是已经得救的。
Who has been saved.
已经是神儿女的。
Who are children of God.
但是在我们里面，我们仍然有这样的一个罪性。
But however, in us, we still have the sinful nature.
好，那哦，所以是错了是吧 ？OK， 所以加拉太书，比如加拉太书第五章十六节里面
，So in Galatians 5:16，
就讲到基督徒的里面有圣灵，也有我们的罪性，就是肉体。
It talks about Inside a Christian, there is the spirit and also desires of the flesh.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
啊，还有我们的罪性。那这两个东西是彼此为敌的。
And so these two forces are against each other.
啊，所以当我们讲说我们要过圣经圣洁的生活的时候
，So when we talk about living a life of scriptural holiness,
我们讲说我们要饶恕，我们要爱，我们要这个要包容，我们要这个行善，我们要什么东西
？So we will talk about doing good, forgiving others, and to love others.
啊，我们可以讲到啊，这些是什么东西，我们怎么样做哈、啊，等等。可是到头来我们做不出来，每次很常都失败。
So we can talk about the good things that we want to do, but oftentimes we fail.
那很重要的一个原因是我们不知道怎么样致使里面这个的恶 这个的罪性。
And so the reason is because we do not how to, we do not know how to put to death this evil nature within us.
所以今天这个主题是很重要的。
So it's very important the topic today.
那这个是基督徒才会有的征战。
And this is a struggle that only Christians will have.
每一个基督徒连使徒保罗都有的征战。
So every Christian including Paul have the struggle.
怎么样能够胜过这个的罪性，然后能够结出圣灵的果子？
How can we overcome our sinful nature to bear the holy fruits?
所以很重要的是，圣经告诉我们先要认识他。
And so the Bible tells us that first we have to know God.
认识罪。
We have to know the sinful nature within us.
那这个罪的本质是什么？
What's the characteristics of this sinful nature?
这个罪性它是怎么样行动的？
And how does it act out?
它在里面是怎么样的来胜过你的？
And how does it overcome us when it's within us?
所以一个一个我们要来看。
And so we'll look at these one by one.
所以第一呢，我们要了解这个罪性的性质。
So first we look at the nature of the sinful nature.
我们现在在讲一个一个的时候，这个就好像我们拿一个的探照的灯，一个的手电筒要照到我们里面去。So
this is like having a spotlight shining into our soul.
因为我们要知道的是我们里面那个罪性的是什么样子的。Because
we want to find out the sinful nature that's within us.
那是只有上帝的话语能够告诉我们。
And it's only through the words of God that we can find out.
首先上帝话语告诉我们，我们里面的这个罪性，它的性质，它是一个律。
And so the word of God tells us that it is a law or a principle.
圣经称我们里面这个的罪性叫做律。
And so the Bible tells us that the sinful nature in us is a law.
律是什么呢？ 律就是一个有管理，可以管理的一个东西嘞。
And so a law is one that can rule.
它会指导，它会统治的一种东西。
It can direct and it can conquer.
而且它是一个在道德方面的一种的规则。
And it is a moral principle.
它指导你，你应该做什么，它指导你，你不应该做什么。
And so it directs you in things to do and things not to do.
这个是律的作用。
And this is the purpose of a law.
那所以信徒里面有一种的律，是叫你去犯罪的律。And
so in Christians, there is a law that encourages you to sin.
但是信徒里面呢，基督徒里面也有另外一个律。But
in Christian, there is also another law.
这是你信耶稣之后你得到的一个新的律。And
this is a law that you receive upon receiving Christ.
我没有放在上面，但是你看你的圣经。 罗马书第八章的第二节就讲到，我们里面有一个赐生命圣灵的律。And
so it tells us in Romans chapter 8 verse 2 that it the law of the spirit which gives lives.
那这个因此呢，里面有两个律在打架。And
so there are two laws within a Christian that fights each other.
一个是赐生命圣的律，一个是罪的律，肉体的律。So
a law that gives life and a law that encourages you to sin.
那每一个基督徒，我们已经不再是在罪的权势之下了。So
for a Christian, we're no longer under the power of sin.
Under the dominion of sin. 我们不是在这个罪的统治之下，死在罪恶过犯里面，我们只能够犯罪，我们不再是这样子了。
So we're no longer just under the dominion of sin to just die within sin. So we've overcome that.
但是每一个信徒呢，我们里面有愿意来爱上帝的一个性情。And
so within Christians, we have this willingness to come and love God.
因为你们有一个圣灵的律在里面。
Because we have the law of the Spirit in us.
所以保罗讲说，我愿意为善。So
Paul says, I'm willing to do good.
他这里讲的善，不只是讲说社会一般讲的这些好事。And
so the good that he talks about is not just the good in general in society.
他这里讲的善是关于到上帝讲的整个善的总纲，就是爱上帝，尽心尽意尽力尽心的爱上帝，还有所有的这些上帝命令的事情，我们里面有这样的一个愿意行善的心。
And so he talks more about the righteousness and this willingness to love God in us.
但是我们里面有另外一个罪的律来影响，他还在，他一直很有活力的在使我们不要做这个事情。
But there is also this law that encourages us to sin that's still within us.
所以第一哈，我们里面这个罪性呢，它是一个律来的。
And so this law within us that encourages us to sin.
那第二呢，这个罪性的性质呢，它是内住的。
And so it's indwelling this sinful nature.
但是呢，它是可以被发现的。
But it is discoverable.
那这个律，圣经讲说，它是在信徒里面的。
And so the Bible tells us that this law is within Christians.
那十八章十三节说，这个恶就与我同在，就在我旁边。
And so the Bible tells us that this sinful nature is with me.
八章十三节这样子说。
In chapter 8, verse 13.
但是呢，对不起哈，七章二十一节这样子说。
In chapter 7, verse 21.
但是七章的二十节，七章的十七节讲说，这个恶是在我里面的。
But in verses 17 and 20, it tells us that this evil, sinful nature is in us.
在我们里面。那保罗讲说，我每次要行善的时候，我就什么？我就发觉有恶在与我同在，抵挡我。
And so Paul says that every time he wants to do good, he discovers that there is this opposing force that
inside
him that doesn't allow him to do it.
所以基督徒我们是知道他在我们里面的。
So for Christians we know that this law is within us.
我们不只是因着圣经讲他在我们里面我们才知道他在我们里面。
So we know it not just because the Bible tells us so.
我们也是因着我们自己的经历我们知道他在我们里面。
But we know this for a fact from our experience.
那这种的经历对于我们在对付罪的时候是很重要的。
So our experience is very important for us when we want to oppose this law.
我们不能够只是在知识上在理性上知道有个罪性在我们里面。
So it's not just in our head and in our mind that we know that we have a sinful nature in us.
只是在知识上知道有罪性在我们里面一点用处都没有。
To just have the knowledge is of no use to us.
而是我们在每一天我们要行善的时候，你经历到真的有一个律在我们里面抵挡。
But every day as we go through life, experiencing this law that opposes us, that's within us when we want to do good.
每一天你怎么样发现它？你怎么看见它？你怎么感觉到这个罪的律在你的里面？它有一种力量，它有一种牵引力。
And so every day through experience, you will find out and feel for yourself and know for yourself this opposing power that's within you.
所以基督徒你感觉到的时候你会像保罗一样讲说我真是苦啊。
And so when we experience this, a Christian will say, I'm suffering.
哎呀，我真的很想全心全意爱上帝的，这就是有一个东西每次在要绊倒我。
So that we will exclaim that we really want to love the Lord, but there is this sinful nature in us that's opposing us.
圣经告诉我们，其实哈，唯有当我们真正的要追求要行善，就是上帝要我们行的善的时候，我们真正要遵行上帝的旨意的时候，我们才会对罪敏感的。
And so it is only when we really seek to obey and follow God that we are the most sensitive towards sin.
当你真的全心全意要来爱上帝的时候，你真的渴望你的生命能够有圣经圣洁的时候，你才最发现到你的里面的罪性的力量有多大。
And so it is only when we want to love our God with our whole person, our body and our mind, that we most we can most feel the sinful nature that's within us.
它里面那个罪性多厉害多诡诈。
To see how powerful and cunning this forces within us.
所以这个的 John Owen, 约翰欧文牧师这样子说。OK, 我就继续讲。OK, 他说人若逆着水势而游泳，就会发现河水的阻力。若顺着而游，就感觉不到这个力量的。
And so this is what John Owen said, that he shall find a stream to be strong who swims against it, though he who rolls along with it will be insensible of it.
哦，这个很浅的道理嘛。
So it's something very easy to understand.
如果我们是顺着肉体而行的。
So if we follow our flesh,
你感觉不到它的这个厉害诡诈。
We won't feel the power of our sinful nature.
但是当你真的要行善，你要爱上帝的时候，你就开始真的发觉里面这个律了。
But when we seek to love God, we will find the force of the sinful nature within us.
所以这个是首先第一点哈，这个罪性的本质。
And so this is point number one, the character of our sinful nature.
然后第二点呢，我们要知道的就是认识到这个罪性的力量。
And so the second point is the knowing the power of the sinful nature.
啊，它是怎么样的厉害呢？
How powerful is it?
首先，圣经告诉我们，它是从里面，它在你里面来攻击你的。
And so the Bible tells us that it is within us.
外面的敌人跟里面的敌人是不太一样的。
Enemies from external and our internal enemy is quite different.
外面的仇敌怎么引诱你，怎么样的给你建议，可是有一个仇敌是在里面来引诱你，在里面来给你建议。
So we have enemies that seduces us from outside of us, but we also have enemies from inside us.
哦，所以啊，这个魔鬼虽然在外面来引诱你，可是魔鬼会暂时离开的哦。
So even though Satan is tempting us outside of ourselves, but he can temporarily leave us.
但是我们里面的敌人就住在我们里面。
But the evil force that's within us resides in us.
这一个的。里面的敌人是你没有办法把他赶出去的。
And so this sinful nature that's within us, we cannot force it out.
就好像你在打仗的时候。
So it's like when you're in battle.
那么敌人来攻打你。
And you're attacked by the enemy.
那现在不是讲说你想尽办法不要他进城。
So it's not a scenario of whether you're keeping them at bay from entering the city.
不让他攻进来。
Yeah, to keep them at bay.
现在的情况不是这样子。
The situation is not like this.
现在敌人已经潜伏在城里。
The enemy is already in the city.
这个敌人已经是就住在城里，甚至住在你家里。
And so this enemy is already in the city and could be in your house.
所以我们现在是要怎么样去发现他？
So how do we discover them?
怎么样发现他，然后胜过他，然后把他杀掉。
So how can we discover them, overpower them, and eliminate them?
胜过他，而且呢，我们现在要常常处处的防备他。
And so we have to be on our guard all the time.
连这个想象一下，敌人就在住在你家里，你连睡觉都要警醒。
So if the enemy is in your house, even while you sleep, you have to be alert.
现在他不只是住在你的家里，真正的他住在你的心灵里面。
And so it's even worse when the enemy is in your heart.
他已经住在你心灵里面，他也一直会住在你的心灵里面，直到这个你死。
So this enemy is within our heart and will continue to reside in there till we take our last breath.
所以我们无论到什么地方去。
So it doesn't matter where we go.
即使你跑到 圣殿里面去。
So even if you run into the sanctuary,
啊，有些人要逃避罪恶，他就跑到荒山野岭哦，跑到这个最清净的，也远离世界的地方去。
And so some people try to escape sin by isolating themselves.
啊，他也逃不掉，因为这个罪性还在他里面。
But there is no way to hide because the sinful nature is within you.
想想看，他的力量多厉害。
So it's not hard to imagine how powerful this force can be.
啊，因为他就在你里面。
Because it is within us.
啊，他要打败你，他要胜过你。
For it to overcome us.
哦，他是多么的容易，他不需要开一扇门。
It's very easy to do.
啊，他不需要开一个门。
It doesn't need to open any doors.
他不需要很远的在喊你。
It doesn't. It's not from a remote place.
他就在你的灵魂最深处。
It resides in the deepest part of your soul.
就在你的心灵最深的，你的思想、你的情感、你的行动、意志的地方，它就在那里。
It resides in your soul, and in your consciousness where you make decisions.
你的内心里面最隐秘的地方，你的内心里面最深的这个情感的这个隐秘的思想的地方，你的罪性就在那里。
And so, in your hearts where your most intimate thoughts are, this is where sin resides.
这是很重要的圣经的真理。
And this is a very important scriptural truth.
这些法利赛人没有办法明白。
That the Pharisees cannot understand.
他们认为肮脏是从外面进来的。
Because they think that sin is from external.
啊，耶稣讲不是。
But Jesus told them no.
耶稣讲肮脏的东西是从里面出来的。
Jesus told them that sin is from within.
所以把外面弄干净是没有用的。
So keeping your body clean externally is useless.
所以你越来越明白为什么需要圣灵。
And so we understand more and more our need for the Holy Spirit.
而且圣经告诉我们，人的心灵是最让我们自己测不透的地方。
And the Bible also tells us that our soul is something that we cannot comprehend.
我们看我们自己里面，不是看我们的胃啊，看我们的肠啊，什么啊？
So when we look internally, it's not having a X-ray view of our internal organs.
我们是要看我们的心灵的深处，灵魂的深处。
But to explore the innermost depth of our soul.
那耶利米先知讲说，有谁能够识透人的罪恶诡诈的心？
And so Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah says, Who can understand the heart, that the heart is most deceitful above all things and beyond cure?
啊，所以耶利米先知讲说，唯有耶和华是鉴察人心的。
And he said that only the Lord searches the heart and examines the mind.
唯有上帝跟上帝的话语能够好像一个探照灯一样给我们看见我们的罪性的本质，他的行动，他的轨迹，要告诉我们怎么胜过他。
And it's only through God's words that we can understand how our innermost thoughts and sins operate.
所以诗篇139篇诗人讲说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Which is why in Psalms chapter 139 it says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting.
所以第一个这个罪性的厉害就是它在你的灵魂深处。
And so it's powerful that the sinful nature of us resides deep in our soul.
那第二方面它的力量为什么很厉害呢？因为它是不会停止的。
And secondly, why it's so powerful is because it's unceasing.
啊，就是 continually, 它就是一直在跟你打架的啊，所以它不单在你里面，而且它很勤劳的哦。
And so, it not only resides within you, it is also very, very active.
它而且下定决心，它一定要把你杀掉的。
And it is full of determination to overcome us.
所以保罗讲说，每当我要行善的时候，他就来了。
And so Paul says, every time I want to do good, I'm attacked.
好像怎么样呢？每当你要写字的时候，那个
And so it's like when you're wanting to write something and someone keeps shaking your hand, making you unable to write properly. So it doesn't matter what you want to do for the Lord. To work for the Lord. To eat and drink for the Lord.
你要祷告,
to pray.
你要奉献,
to make an offering.
你在悔改的时候,
to repent.
你在对付试探的时候,
when you are resisting temptations.
你在赞美上帝的时候,
when you're praising God.
你在读圣经的时候,
reading His Word.
你在讲道的时候,
in sermons.
你在禁食的时候, when you're fasting.
When you're fasting.
他都在那边要来 阻止你,
the sinful nature is always present.
他要引诱你抵挡上帝,
and it seduces us and wants us to go against God's will.
他要使你无法做成上帝的心意,
and it is there to stop us from obeying God's will.
所以他会用各种的方式, 各种的轨迹,
so it will try all means and ways.
如果他不能够使你彻底离开教会的话,
if it is unable to make you leave the church,
他就要使你做一个 只有外表的敬虔, 假冒为善的人,
it will attempt to make you a
hypocrite,
hypocrite
with superficial piety. 那, 所以我们里面的这个罪性, 它是很有决心的,
and so the sinful nature within us is very determined.
它抵挡所有的善,
it will oppose all good.
没有一个善它不要抵挡的,
there is not one good that it will not oppose.
意思就是, 如果你要行任何上帝要你行的善, 你一定要征战的。
So what this means is that if you are out there to good, to do good for God,
没有一个善是,
you will have to fight.
善是你行出来是不用征战的。
So there is no good that we can do that we don't have to fight for.
你一定要征战, 不然你无法真正的满足上帝要你行的那个善。
So in order to truly satisfy doing God's good, we have to fight.
那这一个的罪性哈, 它是达不到目的不死心的。
And so this sinful nature within us is unceasing.
就是你没有办法跟他这个商量，跟他来有一个跟他妥协的。
We can't come to a compromise with the sinful nature within us.
就好像这个当你的房子着火的时候,
so for it's like when your house is on fire.
你是没有办法跟这个火坐下来谈，哎，你可不可以只烧掉我的这个厕所？反正我要装修了啊，只不可以烧我的房子烧一半呢。
So it is very hard while your house is on fire to negotiate with the fire if it could only do a partial burn to the house.
他不会跟你商量的。
There is no negotiation.
他一定要完成他的目的。
It will accomplish what it sets out to do.
就是完全把你摧毁。
Which is to totally
destroy you.
Destroy you.
Destroy your good. 那, 所以如果我们要过敬虔圣洁与神同行的生活, 唯一一个选择就是把他杀掉。
And so the only way that we're going to live a godly righteous life is to totally eliminate.
你不杀他, 他就杀你。
Because it's either you die or the sinful nature dies.
所以你也不能够跟他讲说, 好了，就让他烧了，让他烧到完, 有一天会烧尽的嘛, 那么烧完了总会好转的吧。
And you can't just let it be and hope for the best.
圣经告诉我们, 罪性的力量, 是在我们里面, 一生都不会耗尽的。
And so the Bible tells us that this force that's within us will never come to an end.
In this life.
In this life.
所以你越放纵他,
so the more that you give in,
他就越有力量,
the more powerful it gets.
他就越活跃,
and the more active it gets.
他就越紧紧坚固地抓住你,
and it would tighten its grip on you.
你就越被他捆绑,
and the more you're bound,
你就越刚硬,
and the more hardened your heart will be.
所以你不管他, 就是让他成长。
So by ignoring it, you're allowing it to grow.
你不杀他, 他就杀你。
If you don't eliminate it, it will set out to destroy you.
那, 我们这里讲的被他杀掉，不是讲说我们就失去救恩了，不是哈？啊，我们基督徒啊，如果被罪给啊罪性给杀哈、啊，这个是一个比喻啊，就讲说我们就活在那种罪的奴役之下了。
And so when it destroys you, it doesn't mean that you would lose eternal life, but it really means that you will be living under sin and be bound by it.
好，所以这个就是他的厉害，他不仔细的，他就是要把你杀掉。
And so this is why it's powerful. It's out to destroy you.
然后第三，我们了解了罪性的本质，然后罪性的力量，我们要知道罪性的行动是怎么样的。
And so thirdly, we're going to find out how the sinful nature operates.
哦，它怎么行动的？那第一方面，圣经告诉我们，它是用诡计跟欺骗。
So it operates through fraud and deceit.
欺骗是什么意思呢？欺骗就是他把你应该看到的，把它不让你看到啊，然后呢，让你这个把错误的没有的东西来叫你接受。
And so what is deceit? It is hiding something that you should see and giving you a false impression.
所以像外在的那个敌人魔鬼也是一样的。
And so it is the same for this enemy that's outside of us, Satan.
他也是这样子欺骗了夏娃。
This is how he deceived Eve.
那欺骗的对象是谁呢？
Who's it out to deceive?
是我们的思想。
It's out to deceive our thoughts.
Our mind. 我们的思想的任务是什么呢？
What's the mission of our mind?
我们上帝给我们思想的任务就是我们要好好的专注在默想上帝的话语。
God gave us a mind so that we can meditate on His word.
我们能够按着上帝的话语，思想上帝的话语来生活。
So that we can live by His word.
那他怎么样来欺骗我们的思想呢？
So how does it deceive our mind?
首先，他就把我们的思想从读经、祷告把它转移开。
So firstly, it diverts our mind away from reading the scripture and praying.
他用各种的这一种的败坏的借口，使我们没有好好读经。
And so it used all sorts of deceitful reasons to divert us from reading the Bible.
没有好好的灵修祷告。
From meditation and prayer.
比如呢，他就欺骗你，他讲说，哎呀，花这些时间祷告，花这些时间读圣经，太麻烦了，太无趣了。
For example, it would deceive you into thinking that spending time on meditation and prayer is boring and of no use.
所以你讲说是了哈，你就中计了。
And so if you agree, then you are deceived.
奇怪的哈，我们做我们自己喜欢做的事情，整天做，连吃饭都不会，没有吃饭都不会累。
And so the things that we enjoy doing, we can be at it all day without feeling tired.
但是呢，祷告呢，读上帝的话语呢，做上帝要我们做的事情呢，我们就很容易 burn out 的。
But we get easily burn out when we meditate and study God's words or pray.
我们做这些事情就很计较的。
And we are quite calculative when we do these things.
对，我们做一点点，我们就很骄傲的。
And we get proud if we spend small amount of time doing.
这都是中计了，中了。
And so we're deceived.
这个错误的这样的一个谎言。另外呢，他可能给你一个谎言，什么呢？祷告啊，读上帝的话语哈、你在公众的这样子做就好了私底下的。不必因为公众他讲说可以代替私底下的。
And so it could also deceive us by encouraging us to only pray or read God's word in public and trying to make us believe that that is sufficient and it could substitute personal prayer time and meditation time.
或者呢，他来欺骗你，讲说你可以暂时不必默想上帝话语。不必祷告，你要等时机成熟了才来做。
or it could deceive us into thinking that there is a right time that we have to wait for to meditate on God's word and to pray.
现在这个等下次有机会再来做。
So it could deceive us into thinking that the time is not right to read God's word or meditate now, and we should wait for a better time.
或者呢，他欺骗我们讲说，我们做了祷告跟 默想上帝话语的形式就够了。
Or it could deceive us into thinking that we just need to outwardly go through the motion of reading the Bible or praying.
欺骗我们，让我们觉得这样子就很满意了。
And deceive us into thinking that this is sufficient.
所以罪性呢，用各种的方法来使你没有好好的我们的思想，好好的读上帝的话语，好好的默想上帝的话语，好好的祷告。
And so the sinful nature can keep us from properly attending to meditation, prayer, and reading God's word.
如果他第一步这个已经做到了，他接下来要再欺骗你更容易了。
And so if it succeeds by doing these, it's then even easier to deceive you further.
因为我们的思想不专心在上帝的话语，在上帝的心意，我们现在 没有真正被上帝的话语充满我们的思想。
Because our mind is already been diverted away from God.
然后他现在用 其他的理由来欺骗你去做，欺骗你不，他刚才欺骗你不要去做上帝要你做的事情，他现在欺骗你去做上帝要你不要做的事情。
And so it is even easier than to get you to do things that God doesn't want you to do.
比如呢，好，给一些例子了啊，很多败坏的理由啊，叫你去犯罪的，我先很一般的了啊，就是可能第一个他跟你讲说。 哎呀，你去做了哦，啊，是了，是犯罪了。可是犯罪之后呢，你灵命还会，还是会很快就恢复的了。
So the first one would be the spiritual life will recover shortly after sin.
啊，你说哦，是哦，是哦。
And so you might agree.
或者呢，他跟你讲说，这个去做了，是啊，是罪了，可是呢，没有人看到嘞，没有人会发现的。
Or deceive you into thinking that because nobody could see it, nobody would know.
或者呢，他跟你讲说，你最近哇很辛苦了，你最近很努力了啊，所以呢去做这个事情了哈，他就是你的奖赏，他就是可以慰劳你。
Or deceiving us into thinking that this is a reward because we've worked hard.
或者呢，他跟你讲说，哎呀，这个也不一定错的嘛，这个是灰色地带啊。
Or deliberately bringing us to think that these are gray areas and so there's no right or wrong.
所以或者呢，他跟你讲说，这个试探是太大了的啊，所以你现在犯罪也是无可避免的。Or
into thinking that the sin is too great, so to sin is inevitable.
或者呢，他跟你讲说，哎呀，反正你都已经犯罪了，你就继续做了，没有差了。
Or deceive us into thinking since I've already done it, I might as well keep doing it.
然后呢，或者呢，他讲说，哎呀，你都已经得救了啊，有赦免之恩了，你还怕什么犯罪？
Or deceive us into thinking that because we've been saved, to sin is okay.
或者呢，他跟你讲说，你是受害者，所以你现在做的这个错事情呢，也不是你的错，是那个害你的人的错，全部要算他的。
Or deceive us into thinking that because we're the victim, whatever we do is really not our fault.
然后呢，或者呢，他跟你讲说，你做这个事情，因为你就是这样的人嘛，这个你是没有办法改的，这个就是你嘛。
Or deceive us into thinking that this is me, that I can't help it.
所以等等等等的，一大堆的，所以呢，一个人。 许多的理由让他被骗，思想从上帝的话语转开，然后呢，转去很有理由的，虽然都是败坏的理由，很有理由的去犯罪。So
it's very easy to be deceived into turning our mind away from God's word and into corrupt reasonings as to why we sin.
第二方面呢，不单这个罪性欺骗我们的思想。 他也要来诱惑跟纠缠我们的情感。And
so it also entice and entangle our affections.
你怎么知道你的情感被 被这个试探纠缠住了呢？
So how do we know that we're entangled by this temptation?
当你的心里面一直都是看到那个东西多好多美多享受的时候，你的情感已经被它纠缠住了。
So if in your heart you think that that thing is beautiful and
if you keep on thinking about how beautiful, how enjoyable, 这个东西哈、yeah, 你已经被它纠缠住了。Yeah, 所以很厉害的就是我们会把最终之乐不断的放大。
And so it is very easy for us to enlarge this enjoyment in sin.
所以好像这个夏娃看到这个苹果越看然后已经被它吸引住了。
And so it's like Eve looking at this forbidden fruit and being enticed by it.
好像这个亚干看到这些的哇金银财宝衣服哈，他一不断不断的被它吸引。
Or Achan looking at the plunder from Babylon.
Jericho. 还有这个的箴言书里面讲到的哈，这个醉酒的人整天在想那个酒多好啊，那个酒多棒啊，喝完之后会怎么样，会怎么样舒服啊，整天在想这个东西。
Or in Proverbs, when this person keeps thinking about the joy that the wine can bring.
或者箴言里面也讲到这个年轻人呢，就只是看到这个的淫妇啊，给他怎么样的享受。
Or in Proverbs, where this man saw the seductress and think of all the joys that she can bring him.
所以这个箴言里面就讲到哈，这个动物傻傻的，为什么他会去这个掉进陷阱呢
？And so Proverbs also talks about this animal why they get entrapped.
因为他的整个眼睛里面只看到那个陷阱里面的那个食物。
Because all they could see is the bait in the traps.
他没有看到那个陷阱。
They couldn't see the trap.
他整个心思都在想那个很好吃很好吃，他就傻傻走进去了。
And so all they could see was the bait.
所以很多时候我们犯罪也是这样子。
And so oftentimes when we sin, it is like that as well.
我们只看到报仇的痛快。
We could only see the joy of revenge.
看到发泄怒气的那种畅快。
Or the release that we have from venting our frustration.
我们没有去想到这些罪恶的危险。
But we don't think about the dangers of the sins.
没有想到这些罪恶的后果。
Nor the results that they can bring.
所以我们的情感就被纠缠住了。
And so our affections can be enticed and entangled.
那最后呢，它就使你产生犯罪的意志。
And so then it will convince us to sin.
使我们里面产生犯罪的意志 conceive in us the will to sin 这个 conceive 这个字从雅各书一章十五节来讲到罪生出来在我们里面那个要犯罪的这个欲望当你的思想不是专心上帝的话语上帝的国度上帝的荣耀上帝的心意当你的思想已经被罪给蒙骗了的时候
So when your mind is not on the kingdom and the will of God, and your mind is deceived,
当你的情感已经被这个的诱饵纠缠住的时候
，and when your emotions and affections are already enticed and strangled,
请问你的意志还能做什么呢
？Then what can your self-determination achieve?
所以你的意志就会产生出我要犯罪的决定了。
So you would have this will born in you to sin.
其实圣经也讲说，我们不必实际真的行出来，我们有那个意志已经犯罪了。
And so the Bible tells us that we don't actually have to do the deed just by thought. We have already sinned.
所以当我们在这种情况里面，我们如果还能够犯罪的话，如果我们还能够这个不行出来的话，那实在是上帝的恩典。
And so if we're in situations like this and we can refrain from acting out the sin, then it is the grace of God.
可能上帝那个时候取了你的性命。
He could either be graceful by taking your life.
可能那个时候他忽然间一个大苦难临到你把那个引诱马上拿走。
Or he could send you trials or tribulations so that the temptation is removed.
但是上帝不是每一次这样子介入的。
But it is not oftentimes that God intervenes and means like this.
我们自己有要胜过罪恶的责任。
So we have the responsibility to overcome sin ourselves.
不是被他骗骗骗骗骗骗到最后的时候想上帝啊救我。
And not to be in a position where we're led by sin and then before we are totally destroyed to then seek God's help.
其实上帝给我们很多的资源很多的方法很多的智慧我们不要走到那个地步。
And so God has given us a lot of resources to prevent us from ending in that state.
所以我们下一个主日我们会来思想怎么样靠圣灵来致使每一天来致使罪在我们里面的行动。
And so next week we will look at how we will put to death the sin that's within us.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们的重点是我们要来思想来认清来发掘我们里面的罪性这个敌人。
And so today's mission is to discover and to understand the sinful nature that's within us.
你知道吗？上帝赐给我们圣灵，其中一个帮助我们胜过罪的方法，就是圣灵帮助我们自己责备自己。
And so, the Holy Spirit that God has given us is one means of us overcoming the sinful nature within us.
我们能够为罪忧伤，我们能够为罪懊悔，我们能够为罪警醒，这个就是圣灵的工作。
The Spirit will make us aggrieved and alert us to the sinful nature that's within us.
所以我们圣灵透过圣经来告诉我们我们里面的罪性的真面目。
And so the Holy Spirit through the Holy Word tells us, or helps us discover the sinful nature that's within us.
我们每一天顺从圣灵的时候，我们也发现到里面这个罪性的厉害。
And so every day as we obey God's word, we will find out how powerful the sinful nature that is within us.
所以保罗讲说，我觉得我发现有一个律。就是我想向善的时候，恶就在我里面出现。
Which leads Paul to say, "So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me."
所以保罗到二十四节的时候，保罗讲说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？”
And so in verse 24, Paul says, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?"
这个是基督徒的呐喊。
And so this is a mourning from Christians.
连使徒保罗都是这样呐喊的。
And even Paul have this moan.
那我们今天听了这个信息，我们其实我们每一天当中，我们都要这样子来呐喊挣扎，怎么样能够这个力量，我怎么样能够胜过它？
And so after hearing the sermon, let us every day in our daily life be able to bemoan how can we overcome this sinful nature that's within us.
那如果我们没有追求圣洁，我们当然不会这样痛苦。
So if we are not seeking spiritual holiness, we will not be in such grief.
但是你一要追求圣洁，你就会十分痛苦，发现这个内住的罪性，它的律，它的力量。
But once you embark on seeking spiritual righteousness, then you will find out that the sinful nature that's within you is a great opposing force causing you grief.
所以首先第一件事情你要做的现在就是求上帝重新给你一个正直的心。
And so the first thing we do is to seek that God give us a rightful heart.
那么你才能够真正去认识你的罪。
So that we can come to know our sinful nature.
像大卫讲，我的罪常常在我面前。
Like David saying, my sinful nature is before me.
他没有悔改的话，他根本不知道他犯罪，他继续乱七八糟。
And he wouldn't know this if he didn't repent.
但是他一认罪，他一看见他的罪，他有个正直的心，他就很痛苦。然后他知道忧伤痛悔的心，上帝不会轻看。
And so once he repent, he fully realized how sinful his sinful nature is, and bemoaning the fact. He seeks God's help.
但是我们不单只是要忧伤而已。
And it's not only that we are in woe.
我们要有这个动力，还有这个的方法，把这个罪性能够胜过它。
But we should have the motion and the method to eliminate the sinful nature that's within
overcome
us.
It.
Overcome.
所以不要浪费你过去曾经犯罪。
So do not waste
your
the past sins.
你要从过去去分析，去了解他之前是怎么样胜过我的。
And so we could use our past failures to analyze and find out how we were defeated.
所以这个的牧师很有智慧跟我们讲。
And so this pastor spoke with great wisdom.
他讲我们要像一个侦探一样。
He said we have to be a detective.
要努力认识罪性成功的方式，表示他曾经胜过你了哈。啊，你要努力认识罪性成功的方式，他的成功的轨迹是什么？他成功的方法、他的优势、他的机会是什么？这个是战争的开始。
And so he said to labor to be acquainted with the ways, walls, methods, advantages, and occasions of success is the beginning of this warfare.
然后他又讲说，其中一个最好和最明显的具体的属灵智慧，在于找出内住的罪的因显跟策略。
And he also said that indeed one of the choicest and most eminent parts of practically spiritual wisdom consists in finding out the subtleties, policies,
还有他那个罪性的深度,
and depths of any indwelling sins.
然后要思考和认识他最大的能力在哪里,
to consider and know wherein its greatest strength lies.
他如何有力地使用情况、机会、试探。
What advantages it used to make of occasions, opportunities, temptations?
要思考他的诉求,
and consider what its pleas,
他的假装, 他的理由是什么,
pretenses and reasonings.
要知道他的战略, 假冒借口是什么,
and know what its stratagems, colors, and excuses are.
要用属圣灵的智慧来对付老我的狡猾,
and to set the wisdom of the Spirit against the craft of the old man.
要追踪这条，他用蛇来比喻我们里面的罪性哦，像撒旦一样啊，要追踪这条蛇所有的行动。
And to trace the serpent and all its turnings and windings.
然后呢，你能够指着这个罪性最隐秘和细微的行动说，这是你的老方法，我知道你要干什么。
And then to be able to say at its most secret and imperceptible actings, this is your old way and courses, I know what your aim at.
因此我们的征战中属灵征战中的很大成分在于随时警醒和准备好。
And so to be always in readiness is a good part of our warfare.
所以这个约翰欧文牧师给我们的很好的很智慧的提醒。
And so this is a wise prompt from John Owen.
所以我要给大家一个功课。
And so I have a lesson for you.
所以在下一次我们的第二讲之前，在这个礼拜当中，
during this week before the next sermon,
去把这个列表把它填一下。
To fill up the list.
好，你不用，你只要找你常常犯的一个罪就好了。
So you seek out your most common sin.
是发大脾气呢？
Whether it's having a temper,
还是这个, 心中有污秽的思想呢?
Or having corrupt thoughts,
还是不饶恕呢?
Or unforgiving,
等等, 只要一个就好了, 然后呢, 列出那一些过去他用什么样的诡诈败坏的理由说服你, 不要饶恕, 还是这个, 继续发脾气。
And then list out the reasons that was used to overcome you.
他用什么样的，在什么地点，他在什么样的情况，他在通常在一个星期的哪一天，你做完什么事情的时候，谁在的时候，谁不在的时候，你在做什么的时候，为什么你那时候会这样子觉得这样子做很有理，等等等等，他怎么样说服你做这个事情，把它写下来。
So to list down the where, now, and why you were overcome.
那没有人能够帮你做这个功课的。So
this is a personal session.
哦，不是，不是没有人帮你，没有人能够代替你做这个功课。No
one can do it on your behalf.
但是你把它写出来之后呢，那如果是你很隐秘的话，你可以找我，我可以帮你。And
so if it is very personal, you can seek Reverend's help.
那下一个主日我们会讲怎么样胜过它。
And next week we'll talk about how to overcome them.
但是你要先做这个功课。
But you have to do the homework first.
所以在周报的中文周报的后面已经有这个，在这个星期里面呢，就是要做这个事情。
And so on the last page of the bulletin, there is this homework for you to do.
那英文崇拜的呢？
For the English fellowship.
那我跟 James 牧师商量好了。
Reverend Sim has negotiated with
Reverend James.
Reverend James.
因为下一个主日英文崇拜没有继续，这个第二讲。
The English fellowship will not continue session 2 next week.
所以呢，下一个主日会把我讲的录下来，我的讲章也会留下来，也有英文的。然后呢，英语团契的会在他自己的团契的时间里面来看第二讲的信息。
And so the second session will be completed during the English fellowship, and Reverend Sim will leave down his notes.
所以英文崇拜的不要讲说，哎，为什么我没有第二讲呢？我不要做功课了，不要哈，还要做功课哈。但是你们会在这个另外一个团契时间里面来进行第二讲。
So for English service, do still complete the homework, and it will be going through during the fellowship times.
所以。 这个是再重申一次，这个没有人能够代替你的。
And so to repeat, this is a personal homework that no one can do on your behalf.
你现在要求神给你一个正直的灵，我要过一个圣洁的生活。
And so we pray that God will give us a righteous spirit so we can lead a righteous life.
然后你自己在这个礼拜里面的时候，你怎么样去讲说，我真的发现他怎么样的，然后你思想过去他怎么样的。 阻挡你胜过你。
And so through this week, we seek to understand the sinful nature that's within us and find out how it has overcome us in the past.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们你圣经话语来教导我们。 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, because you teach us with your Holy Word. 我们生命里面最大的仇敌。 在我们里面的肉体罪性, our greatest enemy is not without, but is within us, this sinful nature. 天父，你帮助我们能够去认识他的诡诈。 Father, help us to truly know the power, the nature, the scheme of our sinful nature. 天父，也求你预备我们，我们能够 自己有安静在你面前的时间。 Father, we pray that you also help every one of us to have our own quiet time before you. 天父，让我们也预备好 在下一次的第二讲里面 我们能够来认识怎么样你给我们这么宝贝的礼物圣灵 能够来胜过这个强大的敌人。 Father, we also pray that in our next session you help us with expectation. We be thankful and with assurance know that how a great gift you have given us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to overcome this sinful nature. 谢谢天父. Thank you, Father. 我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.